This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 554.
554!
My name is Ingo Legel.
Back with the MMA Show. 5 fans, 4 fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. Pause for effect. What's happening over there? Did you go to a Blackhawks game the other day?
Oh yeah, I did. Yes. We got hooked up with some complimentary tickets, and it was quite boring for a while.
0-0 going into overtime, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, being there live, because I brought the kids and they loved it. They thought, I think at NHL, the one thing they do well is entertaining the crowd. Like, I think in between the start, it's cool. And you know, I was telling them, like, there's usually more hitting and sometimes there's fights, but right now that's not happening, so don't worry. Okay. Like, and it was they couldn't get anything going, but I didn't know about the 3-on-3 rule in overtime. First we were like watching, and then we were like, look, I'm like, why is, whoa, there's a lot of shots all of a sudden. And I didn't get it at first. And Ellie, my son, he's like, hey, there's only 3-on-3. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. That's why it's fast. But then they lost in the shootout and still only, I mean, they
suck. Yeah, it was weird. They're fucking terrible.
Really bad.
The only reason they're in the games is because they have Flurry. Like, literally, like, they just suck. They can't fucking score to save their lives. And hopefully they will just fire sail the whole team. I would protect 3 players. And I'll tell you right now.
Number 12 is good.
DeBrincat. That's
Little guy. He's good.
Yeah. I'd keep DeBrincat, Hagel, and you got to keep Seth Jones. And I think you fucking trade everybody else. Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews. I trade Fleury right now.
The goalie's pretty solid, though.
Yeah, he's only going to play for like another year. And you could trade him and you could probably get a first round draft pick right now because there's a lot of desperate teams. So, anyway,
trying to get that final piece of the puzzle, eh?
Yes, right. How empty was the arena? You said it was semi full, right?
I would say it was about 75. It was a Friday. It was 75%, 75% capacity, maybe.
Wow. 70.
It was pretty in the lower like section or whatever where we were. It was pretty surprisingly empty. I think the upper area was foolish, but yeah. I think a lot of probably season ticket holders were just like, we're just not going to go. So because they're just not good.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I won't go this year because they're that bad. Because I know my girls were asking, should we go? I'm like, fuck no, they're so bad. Like, you don't want to even see that.
Yeah.
And I know our friend Brian's been to a couple games, and they're just terrible. It sucks. I think they had the longest sellout streak in the NHL for a while. And then they had all this like scandal and drama, and like they fucking lost that. And that ain't coming back anytime soon. You're going to have to hopefully get a lucky lottery pick and win, because they traded away their first round draft pick for next year. Mm-hmm. But if they win the lottery for the draft pick, they are protected for number 1 and number 2, so they could potentially still get a first round draft pick for next year.
Wow, that'll be solid.
Yeah,
they're pretty
but
bad.
they still don't have a GM, which hopefully they'll take care of soon, because the draft deadline's 30 days from now.
Oh, jeez. So,
the 21st of March. So
right.
You might want to decide who's going to be running shit, so you could trade away the entire fucking team. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, I think I like the Blackhawks as a concept.
Me too.
It sounds really nice. They just need to make my vision of their concept a reality. So it's like, yeah, it's like, okay.
You know, it's like they should just fight then. Like, if you're not going to do anything, at the very least, just fight. And then they picked up a guy to do that, and they don't even fucking play him. So, because a lot of teams, I don't know if you saw it, I don't know if that was that game. It's probably a different game, but like a star player on our team gets hit, nobody does a fucking thing.
Yes.
Star player on the other team, or anybody gets hit really hard on another team, instantly someone drops the gloves and there's a fight. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it should be. We have none of that on our team. Fucking fire everybody. It's just like the Bears, fire everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some UFCs.
Oh, are we doing the show? I thought we were doing a Blackhawks podcast for a second.
Wait, maybe I might just start one.
There you go. It'll be a short one. You can just bitch about them for 30 minutes. I'm sure I bet you'd get lots of viewers. That'd be awesome.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was way more into it back in the 90s when it was all fighting and they're fucking had guys leading the league in fucking penalty minutes. And even I was just looking at Jeremy Roenick back in the day, and he was running your leading scorer is running 100 penalty minutes per season. Cause he was even getting into fights with people. So anyway, so speaking of fighting, let's talk about UFC. This past weekend, we had Johnny Walker. What's this guy's deal? Gets like brutally KO'd, and it was a wild KO. And
you got starched. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's I got an alternate angle.
Out stiff.
It's like he was taking a back dive or like, something. I'm not quite sure. It's just like, dude, what are you doing? So he gets cracked like on a temple, and he's like, I need to take a dive and grab a cage.
Jeez, that was wild.
And then he gets one for good measure. Oh man. Right. That was unnecessary. But that's got to be the wildest knockout I've seen, where he jumps.
Yeah, it's like he came to for a second and his body reacted and then he was out again. It was nasty. It's like it didn't look as bad as it was from the way, you know, like that grazing thing, but he caught him at just the right angle. That's pretty solid.
So, like, what's the deal? What happened to him? Like, remember when he first came in, like, oh my God, he's so dramatic. And then he did that caterpillar and blew out his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I don't know if he's still training at SBG Ireland, but obviously not a good place for some of his size to go to.
Yeah. I don't know. I think his style is wonky. He's like the bigger version of Dominic Cruz or something. It's just weird. He doesn't look awkward, it's not fluid.
And it's kind of like a newborn deer, right?
Yeah,
and his hands are awkward on the legs, right?
His hands are down a lot too. I think he's not very technical at all, you know? So it's like that, you know, that opening was there and he took it. So Jamal Hill, that is. So can we talk about Jim Miller versus Nicholas Mota?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm excited because did you know that with this win, Jim Miller is now the most wins in UFC history at 23.
And he's got how many fights in the UFC then? 30?
That's a great question. I don't know.
He's got a lot. Let's just say
it's a shitload, and he's still fighting. Survived like fucking Lyme disease and a bunch of other
shit. Well, that's the thing. I think now he's actually hitting a resurgence. Because he's got that shit under his belt and he's finally healed. So it'd be crazy if he fucking makes a run now, right?
That'd be awesome. I always liked him. I thought he was a very technical dude, submitted some people in the past, you know, and had some exciting fights. I think all props to him, you know,
making it happen. And that's the thing. He's doing it with his fists and not with his submission ability.
Yep. So I like it. I'm excited. Curious to see what's going to happen. You know, a lightweight division could get shook up.
And then did you see this guy? Joaquin Buckley. He's got this guy. I don't know if you've seen this guy. He's got these crazy viral self-defense videos that everybody makes fun of. Because it's literally like gun and knife defense.
Death touch.
Yeah. Everybody has watched and pretty much has said, man, if you do that, you're going to be dead before you know it if you try to do any of his defensive techniques. So I think Buckley was just trying to pick this guy up because he's a viral sensation, not in a good way. Just in a different way. Yeah, fuck yeah. Like the face aids, you know, the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else for
UFCs? Nope.
And then we had Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship Knuckle Mania 2 over the weekend. And I'm going to show you a little of the prelim action, and you can give me your thoughts on this. As I want to share the screen, and I'm not going to share sound because I'm crazy like that, but yeah, check out this move.
Right to the nuts. Oh
no, but why are we doing jumping shit here?
I don't know. I thought it was knuckle boxing only.
Yeah. I don't believe you're supposed to leave your feet like this.
I think it was trying to throw some sort of super duper man punch.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. And then you had Chad Mendes, who I thought for sure was going to get starched in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, but he was deceptively fast. He actually got a TKO win. And I don't know if you saw him at the weigh-ins, but holy fuck with this guy. Oh, I'll share this. Da, 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 da.
Looks huge.
Yeah. We don't test. Oh, wait, we do test, but we don't test.
Here's my favorite pick of the night, though. Check it. Did you see this one?
Which one? Nice. Mike Perry getting the win over Julian.
He's looking very gladiator-like in this photo, no? This little blood coming out.
I like it.
I don't know. They're doing some exciting things over there, I'll say. Yeah,
there's some other action from that. This is Mike Perry dropping Julian when he comes in. A little bare knuckle action.
Julian Lane, still fighting, man.
Let me bang, bro. Let me bang. And then Mike even, he brought a baseball bat to the pre-fight shenanigans for some reason. Hey, hang on. So you have fucking Twitter videos. Like they're jawing back and forth. And then it's like, oh, I got a baseball bat.
What the hell? What's he gonna do with the baseball bat?
Like hit some baseballs, you know. And don't ever say that to a police officer. Like, I remember getting pulled over in high school. I used to have a baseball bat in the back of my car, no reason. And when I got pulled over, and our friend Brian was in the car with me because I accidentally blew off a stop sign that I saw. The cop is going through all this shit, and he sees a baseball bat in the back of my car, and he goes, "What's the baseball bat for?" I said, baseball. He's like, don't get smart with me, punk. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like, what else am I supposed to say? Like, I'm not going to win. I'm just like, I don't know. Okay. Nothing. I have nothing. Nothing to see here. Nothing to say. So anyway, that's what baseball bats are for, right? And then Mike Perry said he wanted to fight Thiago Alves next in bare knuckle.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And then speaking of that, of Knuckle Mania 2, let me show you one of their other fighters. I don't know if you saw this Paige VanZant video. So apparently there's some kind of challenge. I think it's the Koala Challenge.
Hmm?
Let's share some sound. I believe we could see it. This is on Paige VanZant's Twitter. So
what's a Koala Challenge?
This is the Koala Challenge. Wet and oily. Okay, ready? Can we do it again? Okay. Oh my gosh, it's so much harder now. We're oily. I will not quit. I won't quit.
Whoa.
We did it!
Whoa, is this the Moose Knuckle Fighting Championship? Like, what's going on here? You go.
Good God, the internet, Matt. What is happening? You people, like, are all getting sucked into this nonsense. That's bananas.
I'm telling you, 2 months. The Scissor Fighting Moose Knuckle Championships.
What has this world come to?
I don't know. I feel like it's time for a sponsor. Maybe Manscaped?
Manscaped! Can I get a round of applause, everyone? Excited to announce Manscaped launched their ultra premium collection. Believe it or not, it's for your not so private parts. I'm talking about a leveled up hygiene routine with your favorite manly scent, aka my balls. This is an all in one skincare care kit for the everyday man and covers you from head to toe. Literally, Manscaped is trusted below the waist. Now trust them with the rest. Join the 4 million and one, hopefully, men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts and get 20% off with free shipping.
But now you can enhance your perfect grooming routine with their Ultra Premium Collection. This package includes Manscaped Premium Deodorant. Not for your balls, for your stanky armpits. This deodorant dries clear, is aluminum-free, and smells like their signature scent. SWAT! Hydrating body moisturizer. You have tattoos or issues with dry skin? It's designed to keep skin feeling clean, smooth, and smelling fresh. They have body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, and plus a free gift, a 3-pack, 1-2-3-pack of lip balm. It's got ingredients like bunnies, peppermints, eucalyptus oil to keep those chappers feeling moist.
That's right. You can get 20% off and free shipping by going to MMANuts.com. I'm sorry, manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts. The power of attraction is now in a bottle, thanks to Manscaped.
That's right.
Manscaped, MMANuts, Manscaped. Seems so close. I don't know.
It's M's. I get it.
The Freudian slip. Hey.
Ho.
Ho. Thank you. Did you know that Rampage Jackson's son won his second MMA fight over the weekend?
And did you know he won it by submission? I think it was an arm triangle, actually.
Oh, I did not look up the method, but there he is looking Rampage-like. It's a big boy. But shorter, maybe. Because otherwise, those girls are very tall. So,
well, speaking of which, so let's talk about Frank Mir then. He's like, well, now I got two kids that are state champion wrestlers. And I want to go back on this because you can kind of see like his son there. Apparently, he's a freshman, but there another picture of him. Oh, fuck. Hang on. I'm going to have to go back to a different tweet because I thought I could just click on him and it would work, but not so much. So now we'll go here and here, and I'll click share screen, and I'll go view. But Jesus Christ, this is a freshman.
Yeah, it's a big boy. How tall is this kid? Looks like
I don't know.
Pretty tall.
He's ginormous.
He's a pretty big dude.
Wow. So I'm wondering about this second generation of MMA fighters, because you know Anderson Silva is out there with his kids. Now you got Rampage's kid who's fucking submitting people. Frank Mir's got two kids that are at least two, if not more, that are in fighting type sports. The son, freshman wrestler, state champion. I believe the other child he was talking about is his daughter, who's actually fighting in MMA. But
oh yeah,
who do you think out of the second generation of fighters will be the most successful?
Who else's kids? So you just named two.
Well, I was just saying Anderson Silva, because remember, like there was a video of him sparring with his kids. They're doing kickboxing, and some other people were going because they saw that Frank Mir post. They're like, "Does Big Nog have any kids? And are they into fighting? Can we match like the dads that have fought
family vendetta
the kids fight? Fuck yeah, blood feud."
I'm gonna say
Frank Mir. McCoy.
I think Frank Mir is a lot more intelligent as a fight guy. Mm-hmm. And I think his training methods are probably super technical is my guess, given how good he is at jujitsu and stuff. Where Anderson, I think, relied on a lot of raw ability and mysticism. And you can't teach mysticism.
Yeah, that. And Steven Seagalism and voodoo. Yes.
You can't teach that. It's unteachable. You were born with it or you don't have it. That's it.
Right. It's like you're either born with a cock and balls or you're not.
Well, actually, you can change that nowadays, Matt.
What the hell are you talking about? You can change this?
Yes.
This is unheard of.
Yes.
I don't. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. They have doctors for that stuff.
Cats versus dogs. Dogs versus cats.
That's right.
DOG spelled cat?
That's weird. Did you know Donald Cerrone and Joe Lauzon are moved to the pay-per-view to UFC 274 on May 7th? They were
supposed to fight?
They were supposed to fight on a fight night.
Parking lot?
In April. And they got moved to the UFC 274 on May 7th.
Well, that's good. They're probably going to lead off the prelims then.
I would guess. I think they're exciting. Fuck, and man. Potential.
Hell yeah. I love it.
So I'm excited.
It's like a potential retirement fight, right?
For both.
Mm-hmm.
They might hang it up after. Maybe could fight of the night.
Fuck yeah. I like this. I like where we're going with that. And then let's see. Did you see this Bellator 274 injury?
Okay.
That happened over the weekend. No, it's not. It's not. They're not going to show. Oh, shit's
getting. Guy lost his balls and they flew in the crowd.
No, Chance Rencounter suffered punctured lung, 5 broken ribs from a body kick delivered by Andrei Koroshkev at Bellator 274. Like, look at that fucking crazy long foot he has too, because people are saying that image looks doctored. And I actually have video from that, so let me find that.
His foot is not that big. No way.
It's at 32 inches long. There you go.
What? No chance.
It's like his cock, all right? His cock, it's 32 inches long.
It'd be like a duck-billed platypus. He couldn't even get it off.
Coronavirus! So here's the video. And Bellator is one of our friends. It's courtesy of Showtime Bellator. And you can see this fucking thing come. And I kind of want to get volume for when it comes, but...
Does he go down right away?
Oh. Yeah, he does. And he just covers up. And the fucking asshole ref with no recognition on, hey, man, that guy just got fucked up. So right after it hits, like, boom. And you could tell right there, fight should be over. Ref's like, nah, take a 5 more, and then breaks it up. Fuck off, ref. I'm peeing blood for 3 years now. Thank you.
That's good shit, man. That's a hell of a spitting back kick.
Yeah, it is, right? Mm. You got all of that one. Joe Rogan, where are you at?
Maybe he was practicing with Joe.
It's not a bad idea, GSP. What else is happening out there?
Well, it's funny you ask, because our friend Mr. Hezbollah is doing things again on the internet. Are you ready? Can I share the sound? Ready. I'm going to try to share the sound.
Go ahead.
It
feels like copyright. Is that copyright?
I don't think. Sorry, I didn't realize that was copyright. It sounds generic to me. I don't even.
It does,
know
but it's about. Probably copywritten in some other man's country. Oh man, I love Hezbollah. Fucking A, man. We gotta get that guy on the show. He can sit on my lap.
Hmm. What would he be doing on your lap?
Is that mustache things? Maybe he can groom my beard. Like a monkey. You know how they groom each other? I'd like a Hezbollah grooming.
Okay.
Not homo. No homo? Homo okay?
Spit shine your balls?
Whatever. They're clean as fuck.
Wax those babies.
I shave those with that special Manscaped razor blade. I have not cut myself since using that.
That's pretty solid. I agree.
Did you see this weekend... You have Bobby Green stepping in on 10 days notice to fight Islam Makhachev.
No.
Good luck with that fight. And Bobby Green just fought 2 weeks ago and won over, the fuck is that? Nasrat something or other. He's like the doppelganger for that other guy.
I don't know though, but you know, these short notice fights sometimes are wild and unpredictable. So true. I'm going to give him a fighting chance. I think he has a chance to knock him out.
Well, he just had a 3-round fight and won by decision. So it's a tough thing. So yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Kudos to him to step up. And kudos to that other guy to take the fight. And then you see Kat Zingano's got a fight coming up. And it's not against Chris Cyborg, surprisingly. Ooh. So I want to show you the fight poster and kind of get your feedback on said poster. So... Kat Zingano is fighting Sorensen.
Sorensen looks like 1,000 years older.
She also looks like a former Blackhawk named, if I can pull this up, for some reason my fucking link doesn't want to work here. Hang on. Named Jeremy Roenick. is Jeremy Roenick or Sorensen? I'm not quite sure, Ingo. You be the judge.
It's actually Jeremy Roenick, Ingo. It's actually pretty close. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty close.
As we were just talking about him earlier. He's a fighter. So I guess Kat said she wants to get a warm-up fight before she takes on fucking Cyborg. I get it. Makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what else? Luke Rockhold said he's interested in fighting Paulo Costa in June. I'm like, okay, I'm cool with this, right? What else is happening out there?
Well, I have one more news article, but it's depressing. I think I'm going to skip it.
Well, I'll bring it up then. Mike Swick.
Yeah, he's got the cancer diagnosis, you know.
Yeah.
Quick Swick, one of my favorite fighters from way back in the day. He's been battling cancer. He's got a bunch of swollen lymph nodes and all kinds of shit. Yeah.
The size of him just is really off-putting. And, you know, we'll hope the best for him. Because he also said he's doing a lot of fasting and eating organic, vegan, just trying to do everything he can. And it's just tough because he was super swole and looked like he's having a great time over in Thailand, running his own gym over there, and AKA Thailand. So I hope the best for him. Should work out. I mean, he's fucking young, right? He's got to be in his 30s, late 30s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Super young fuck, dude. Man. So sad.
So speaking of sad stuff, let's look at some other fight that happened almost 6 years ago to the date. Kimbo Slice and Dada 5000.
Someone almost died.
And then both of them died shortly thereafter, unfortunately.
Which is crazy.
And that was potentially the worst fight I've ever seen in MMA. It's up bad. There. It's top, I don't know, 5. 100%.
BJ Penn, where he came out with the side thing, was pretty bad.
That's Frankie Edgar. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Francis Ngannou, Derek Lewis. That one was pretty bad. It was like a lot of standing. And then who was that other one? Adesanya and who the fuck was it? Where they just basically danced the whole fucking fight. Yoel Romero.
That sounds right.
Adesanya and Yoel Romero. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Because we were like, oh my God, anytime someone fights Yoel Romero, they're usually fucked up. And he came out unscathed and won the decision, but not the most exciting. And then I don't know if you've seen all this, but Anthony Pettis has been posting all these videos of people of late. They're like trying to steal his swagger. He said he took my whole flow. This is the Pillow Fighting Championship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's landing a blow, right? And then there was
The Showtime Pillow.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. That's what it's all about. Showtime Pillow Fight. What? And there's this epic heavyweight fight where amateur MMA is. Same thing happened.
Everyone's doing it now, Matt. It's
yeah, watch this. Super effective in his slow motion fat man approach.
He didn't even hit him.
No, he didn't. Didn't even land.
So sad.
Yeah, these things happen in MMA. And then, you know, I always talk about muscle memory and people going into other sports and why I always said, oh, it's tough for these fake wrestlers, aka that one guy that fought. It wasn't a real fighter. CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Yep. So here's a MMA fighter going into boxing. This is a guy that doesn't remember what sport he's in. Oops. I'll shoot a double on you and fucking slam you. Like, what you're in a fucking boxing match, you dumbass.
What happens in that case? Do you stop the whole thing?
Well, you'd obviously take some points away, probably 5, and disqualify the man. Well, I mean, he didn't get KO'd, because that was what people remember when Conor fought Floyd Mayweather. That's what everyone was going, oh, you should just fucking leg kick him or take him down or just kick him in the fucking head and you'll just take a point away or something. But, what are you going to do? It's neither here nor there. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
All right.
This comes from Mac Malley MMA's on Twitter. He says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but the only dive Derek Lewis has ever taken is into his wife's ass. The people were saying that on his last fight. That man took a dive. Why didn't he take a dive? It's Houston. He doesn't perform well, at least in his last fight in Houston. Last two. Witchcraft. Let's do some ass nuts.
All right.
There's a whole bunch. There's action, Ingo. There's action.
Action's good.
And we'll share the screen and hopefully no sound. No sound. No sound. This is from a real convict, Donald. He said, MMA nuts. This is on Twitter. Did you catch this kid doing a notorious strut? Fucking so I don't know. I don't know if he did this before or after this fucking face.
Oh,
fuck.
Damn.
Kid just comes rushing in.
That's too little to get KO'd like that. That's too little.
He just killed him. Fucking kicked his head and his fucking headgear right off.
Oh man.
It's so brutal.
That's too young to get kicked in the head like that. That's no good.
It's tough. Because I remember, I don't know when I had my daughter. My oldest daughter in Taekwondo, and to go to the black belt level, you had to do some legitimate sparring and you wear all that gear. And there was one of the matches, cause I was telling her just fucking leg kick people because they're not fucking Taekwondo. They don't leg kick. So I was teaching her like push kicks, leg kicks. Cause you're not usually using your hands, but then there was one kid she was sparring with. And I'm like, oh fuck, that kid's really good. I'm like, fucking push kick him off, oh my god. And yeah, like she shouldn't have been matched up, but she was like 1 and 2. I think there were two girls in her entire Taekwondo black belt class out of like 20 boys. There's 20 students and she's 1 of 2. But I'll tell you what, she did the most push-ups and most fucking sit-ups.
Yeah,
in the time period.
Beast mode.
I said, you may not be the most proficient, but you're gonna be the fucking strongest for sure. And she fucking was. So
I like it.
We'll take it away and get your black belt at whatever age. So, anyways, that's question one.
Question dose.
Yes, question two. Dose. And we're gonna need a little sound, and hopefully the UFC will not ban us for this. This is from Real Convict Donald, and make sure we need some sound on this one. So let me know if we have that. He said, is this Dana White at his lamest? He's like, what the fuck is going on here? So he likes to do this deep fried, or he does this Fuck It Friday stuff. This is deep fried In-N-Out burger. And I actually like all these. I know. Do you have sound?
No sound.
Okay. Thank you. We will stop the share. We need a little bit of sound.
Technical difficulties, folks. We're back. And just like that.
What's up, everybody?
This is Dana White Twitter.
UFC headquarters, and today we are doing the fried In-N-Out burger. Most of you on the East Coast have never had the opportunity to try In-N-Out burger. It is one of the best burgers you can ever get as far as fast food goes. And today we're going to fry it and eat it. Start off with a double-double from In-N-Out burger. Cover it in batter and fry it at 350 degrees until it's golden.
That guy's got his hand way too close to the grease.
Here we go.
Never had a grease burn before. I have.
So he's just eating it. He's just like,
it's a deep fried burger.
I mean, it's really good. you can't mess up an In-N-Out burger. But let me tell you, it doesn't suck. It's pretty good. I think if you like In-N-Out burger, give it a shot and see if you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I get your point, Donald. Real Convict Donald, right? It's that's a fucking cop out, because basically you deep fry anything, it's gonna taste good. You deep fried Derek Lewis's wife's asshole, probably tastes even more phenomenal than it already does, and no disrespect, Derek Lewis.
Okay. Please don't kill us.
Yeah, I know, disrespect.
Well, I have nothing to do with this. So.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. I didn't say it.
I tried to stop him. So
this man put a gun in my head and made me say that. I have fucking nothing to do with any of that. Fucking A has below. What the shit? That's not fair. It's really not fair. Anyway, moving right along. Would prime Chuck Liddell get demolished if he fought in modern MMA like today?
I don't know. I think he wasn't technical enough, perhaps, but man, that guy had a lot of power. So, and he was a tough wrestler. I think he would do okay. I don't know if he'd hold the belt, but I think he'd be up at the top. All he'd hold it maybe for a minute, right?
He'd be top five for sure. Because yeah. Think about it, knockout power, and this is when he had a chin. So knockout power, good takedown defense,
and a chin,
right? Like that's
and crazy.
Pretty successful. You could be very successful and exciting, right? Like he's got the recipe to be top. I would put him in top three. I don't think he gets demolished. All right. What's the biggest what if in MMA history? You can go anywhere with that.
I would say, what if Brock Lesnar never got sick?
Right. No diverticulitis. Didn't take 13 inches out of his anus.
Yeah.
Out of his shithole, you know. What if Hoist Gracie lost at UFC 1?
Well,
they would have put his brother in, the good one. I can't even draw a name.
Henzo? Hickson.
Thank you. They would have put Hickson in at UFC 2. That was a rumor, but that would have been a huge blow to UFC. What if Ken Shamrock beat Tito Ortiz to a living death?
Like literally
literally, like holy fuck, man.
What else would be a good one? What if Chris Weidman's leg broke instead of Anderson Silva's?
Right.
Or wait. Sorry, that was a bad
in joke. That fight, and then later his leg breaks and it's like fucking worlds collide.
Sorry,
or G 5000
trying to be funny.
Power Man 5000. Oh, I got you. What if USADA never came into the UFC? Uberim would still be reigning supreme.
What if TRT Vitor was a 10-year thing?
Fine.
Instead of a
oh my god,
thing.
Like how high are you running? He's like 1500. 1500 motherfucker, like his traps are like up here, like his fucking head bone. Like how high your traps run, head bone.
Just
fucking they eat kids, these little kids for breakfast. You've seen Hezbollah, my traps eat them.
Yes.
And then Tyron Woodley made these comments about Masvidal versus Covington. He said, I feel like Masvidal is going to win because Masvidal is always big brother. Once you have big brother syndrome over someone, I feel like you can't really shake that unless you have a big breakout moment and you consistently keep up. What do you think about that?
I have no comment.
I disagree vehemently because Covington is going to ass fuck Masvidal, and it's very unfortunate because I like Masvidal a whole lot. But
you think it's gonna be a blowout?
Fuck yeah, it's gonna be like Usman versus Masvidal, but
oh geez,
just okay. A grind fuck because yeah, I mean Covington will probably want to throw hands for a little bit, but it always goes back to he who controls where the fight goes is the one who controls how the fight goes and who wins the fight 9 times out of 10. Bar a lucky shot, right? So Covington's yes. Gonna fucking hold him down and wrestle fuck him for 5 rounds, unfortunately. And I hate to say that, but that's the truth of the matter.
He who breaks the law goes back to the house of pain.
Oh, I like this. House of pain, y'all, yeah. Is in effect.
Yes. Okay.
I got your acknowledges.
I do. So I would just say that I would preface this video by saying this to you, Matt. In every crowd of females, there's always one that takes things a little bit too far.
Oh,
so here's a statue
right up the ass.
Here we go. So check it out. They found a little statue with a little fur.
Oh, she's front. Gonna get bent over for
they're
sure.
All, they're all like, I gotta touch this. Whoa, look at that. They're like, look at that. It's a penis. And this woman's like, I'm gonna touch it. I'm gonna touch it. Here we go.
I'm waiting. It's she's gonna get back. In her. I knew it. Run away.
It's a PG-13 show. Can't show the rest. But anyways, you get the idea.
Someone takes it downtown. Julie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of that, this is along the same lines. I saw this the other day. This guy's asking, what's long and hard and full of semen? The lady goes, a submarine. He goes, what's a submarine? It's like old school, like 1600s, 1800s. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We better get out of this. It's one of them grenade jokes, Matt. You just pull the pin later. Later, it will go off.
Well, you set it up, but I'll fucking knock them down. It's all okay. Good. All right. Thanks for playing. We're done.
Go Blackhawks. That was abrupt.
I don't know. Did you shut down? Like, what's going on? You didn't close the show out yet. I'm waiting.
I'm sorry. That has been this week's edition of Family Nuts. My name's Angle Michael.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.
Now we can do the. Okay.
See you later. I'm going to go pass out. Thanks.
Bye.